Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. I was out for a walk with my dog, and then I ambled over to Greg Patent's house, where he's the major food guy here, and knocked on his door, and I came in there, and he's puttering around. He's making something. You know, he's always making something, and he was busy with it. And I noticed there was kind of a remnants of a cake standing there. I had not seen a cake like that in quite a while. And I looked at my dog, Angel, and said, "Angel, there's a cake that's sort of named after you." And Greg says, "Oh, would you like a piece? I cooked that the other day." And he slices off a chunk. And I'll tell you, Greg, that was so good. That was so good. And there's nothing on it. It's just Angel food cake. There's no icing or anything.
No. And Angel food cake, I have always loved making Angel food cake because it is one of these classic puff cakes, you know, which is entirely leavened by the air that's beaten into
leavened
the egg
whites. Leavened by the air. What a thought.
That's it. There's no baking powder. There's no artificial, no chemical leavener. It's strictly what you've beaten into the whites. Now, it turns out that I have been overbeating the whites.
What?
Every time I've made Angel food cake, and I love the process of making it, but I've never liked eating it. And I think I've discovered why. But
I'm so glad.
Basically, it's a sugar delivery system.
Oh, I
see. Because all Angel food cake is beaten egg whites.
Yeah.
A lot of sugar.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of flavoring.
Uh-huh.
And flour. And it's just very little bit of flour. And it's cake flour. You have to use cake flour.
Mm-hmm.
Cake flour is very low in gluten. It's got, it's got like an 8% protein content, whereas an all-purpose flour will be 10.5% or 11% protein. Way too much for this very light as air cake.
It's light as air, but it's slightly chewy.
This particular way of making it has a really, really interesting texture.
And uh-huh. Yeah, I thought so.
You start off with 12 egg whites or maybe a little bit more, you know, large eggs. And I have found that it does not have to be absolutely fresh. I had been making some recipes that called for egg yolks. So I would save the egg whites. I kept putting in the refrigerator. After about 2 weeks, enough to make an Angel food cake.
Okay.
But I did not have to start with a dozen eggs or a little bit more and separate them to get my
well, that's just you, Greg.
My 1 3/4 cups of egg whites. It's kind of like a scant 2 cups. And it's almost the same amount of sugar. You know, if I have 1 3/4 cups of egg whites, I will need 1 3/4 cups of sugar, which is a huge amount of sugar.
That's quite a bit of sugar. I didn't realize there was that much in it.
I also found that what works best is baker's sugar or ultra-fine sugar. And I think that's what you liked so much about it. And what I really liked about it was that this cake has a very fine texture.
Yes, yes.
And that's from not only the flour, but from the ultra-fine, the super fine sugar, which you can buy very conveniently in the supermarket under baker's sugar. Now, there's also roasted sugar that has taken hold in this country recently, and that is thanks to Stella Parks in her wonderful book, Brave Tart.
Oh, yes.
She discovered quite by accident, she needed to heat up her ingredients in the bakery that she was working at, and especially in the winter months, she would turn the oven on low, and she'd put sugar into the oven. And then one time she forgot about it. And then when she came back, the sugar was pale gold color.
Yes, I remember that.
And she discovered that it had a wonderful taste, but it wasn't sharply sugar. And so she uses roasted sugar in her Angel food cake. What I would do is I would take that roasted sugar and I would put it in a food processor and process it to make it ultra fine.
You
could also start with ultra fine sugar and roast it if you wanted to do that. And so what the whole process is also baking, beating the egg whites. Now, if you, you beat the egg whites so that they don't come to any kind of peak at all.
That was what fascinated
me. That was absolutely key. So it's like you're whipping the egg whites, and they're whipping with the sugar.
Yes.
But when you lift them, you know, take the whisk out of the egg whites, you'll see that they're drooping all over the place.
Yes.
So what I do is I whip the egg whites now with the sugar so that when I take the whip out and I kind of drizzle the whites dripping off the beater, that they kind of stay as whites, you know, that it's not a peak at all. It's very soft, and that's what you need to do. The last thing you need to do after folding everything in together very, very carefully is when you've gotten your, and you can literally pour this batter into the angel cake pan, which is just a plain two-piece aluminum pan, not, you don't want it nonstick. Put it in a cold oven. Do not preheat the oven. Turn your oven on to 325 or 350. It'll, then the heat expands the whites slowly, and it'll set, and it'll rise to above the pan. It'll dome up very nicely, and then it'll take, in 325, it'll take 50 to 55 minutes to bake. In a 350 oven, it'll take about 40 to 45 minutes to bake. It's your choice. And then when it's nicely browned, and you take a temperature, and it's like 200 degrees, or it springs back when you, you know, press it in a couple of different places on top. And when you take it out of the oven, you turn it upside down and hang it on a wine bottle or something to suspend it, and it'll cool in about 3 hours. And then when you cut into it, it'll have this wonderful, wonderful texture. And now I like to eat it. So this is my angel food cake now.
And that's, I'll tell you, an angel food cake for the ages. Even my dog approved of it. And I advise you to come back next week for
The Food Guys.